Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the off-the-hook part of the show, and yeah, unfortunately sorry, for David Lightman from McGlatchy Newspapers, he'll be part of it. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. We played that because our producer, who you talk to every week, is getting married in 2 weeks, and they're going to Las Vegas for their honeymoon. You can listen to the wedding online. We have pregame coverage that day 3 hours before.
Oh, I'll make sure to do that.
Oh, yeah, be sure.
Bill de Blasio will have time to do it now since he's not running for president.
Oh, now he's only got a big city to run. So. Yeah.
And I got to say, the president's tweet, I don't like most of his tweets, but his tweet about de Blasio, if he wasn't the president, it would be hysterical.
I haven't seen it.
Go ahead, Sheriff.
I got to try to find it again.
All right, just a minute.
Oh, here we go, Trump.
0.0.
It's something, 0.0. Somebody who's gotten 0% gets to go back to New York. It was just typically funny.
Yanking his chain.
Yeah, he yanked his chain pretty well.
Yeah.
So, oh, no, here he goes. Oh, no, really big political news, perhaps the biggest story in years, exclamation point.
Stop.
Part-time mayor of New York City, at Bill de Blasio, who is polling at a solid zero, capitalized, but has tremendous room for growth, has shocking dropped out of the presidential race. NYC is devastated. He's coming home.
Well, he got a lot of criticism from that from the New Yorkers because they're going, wait a minute, do we have a mayor?
Exactly. Oh, man. What was that guy thinking, de Blasio?
I don't know. He must have an incredible ego.
Well, he must, because David, wouldn't you say his advisors would say, whoa, let's pump the brakes on this?
Yeah, well, also, you got a city, you know, nation's biggest city, for crying out loud. I don't get it. I mean, yeah, and he was polling nothing. I just don't get it.
Worries me. Well, we can talk about some more things that are going on. I think it's going to be all Trump all the time until the election.
Oh, yeah, no question. He dominates the agenda. He sets the rules. You know, he changed the rules of how to run a campaign in a White House, and everybody's kind of, well, they won't admit it, but everybody sort of got to follow his lead.
Wow. I don't know.
We didn't expect anything from Corey Lewandowski this week, but was it even a little bit more obnoxious, shall we say, than we could have expected?
Well, obviously, I'm not going to.
I'm not expecting you to comment.
Yeah, what it did, it showed you what the House Judiciary Committee is up against, not just in substance, but in style. And that's why trying to nail down this thing is going to be so difficult. I mean, they're not getting any cooperation, and they're getting hauled into court. Remember, there were supposed to be three people testifying that
right.
day.
Right. Two of them were forbidden.
And the White House told two of them not to, and that's being fought out in court. I mean, look, if you're a Democrat, you're thinking, oh, my God, they're going to run out the clock here. Because
possibly.
By the time all these court tests get resolved, it's going to be, what, sometime into next year.
Is it
almost better, David, if at some point the Democrats throw up their hands and say, okay, we're not going to get anywhere on this? Or are they so insistent on trying to get something that they're going to keep doing this world without end?
Well, I think, you know, we said this probably on this show back in whenever it was, March and April, when the Mueller report came out.
Right.
And that is that this is what you're going to see, this drip, drip, drip. Democrats, there's two things going on here. One, there are a lot of Democrats serious about an impeachment inquiry, and they want Trump impeached, and they want to gather the evidence, and they want to do it right, and that's what they're doing. But the other is just political. The more you do hearings every week, the more you have one of these Lewandowski showdowns, the more it keeps all this in the news, which benefits the Democrats, I think. Maybe it benefits the Republicans.
Know.
But that's part of. So it's really two tracks here, political and whatever you want to call it, judicial, if you will.
David, what were they trying to accomplish? I mean, it seems to me like they're still trying to set up collusion, but this time perhaps Ukraine.
Yeah, well, the whistleblower situation. Right, right. They're just looking. The Democrats who are hurling towards impeachment think they can get Trump on several counts, okay, obstruction of justice being one, This colluding with foreign governments is another, but they need the evidence. They have to do it right, and they know it. It has to be airtight. They don't want to. They feel that the 1998 impeachment of Bill Clinton was botched, that it was all about
payback.
Sex, and not about, even though it was about obstruction,
yeah.
They feel the public's view of it was about sex, and therefore the public turned on the Republicans. So they're trying to do this right, and they're going down these different paths. They want the tax records. They want all this.
Right.
They want data. They want witnesses. And so far, they're getting there, but it's a slow, methodical process.
Well, and I think you're talking death by a thousand cuts. So, you know, we'll go after your taxes. We'll go after collusion. We'll go after emoluments. We'll go after everything. And eventually, maybe we'll bring you down. You'll just hemorrhage to death.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Because, as we say, the drip, drip, drip. No, it's similar to what, frankly, has been going on for, what, 20, 30 years with every president.
Yeah.
You know, it started the Republicans going after Bill Clinton. And then, of course, remember the Democrats. There was someone ready to impeach George W. Bush.
Right.
One thing or another. And
right.
Here, on and on we go. But, yeah, and as long as they can keep this in the news. I mean, if you
and
can have 200 reporters at the Lewandowski hearing, not to mention it dominates the chatter on cable news and certain talk shows, fine. Everybody's sort of getting what they want there.
Right. Yesterday, Mitch McConnell reversed fields and said he will back a measure to give states $250 million to upgrade their voting systems. Why the change of heart?
Yeah, he insists there was no change of heart.
Right.
So okay, we'll give him that. because he was getting pressure from both Republicans and Democrats to do something. I mean, a lot of Republicans somehow want this thing addressed. They realize that they can't look like they're sitting on their hands.
Right.
I mean, the Russian, they pretty much agree that there were Russian efforts in the last election.
To what degree?
Right, so they've got to do something. And McConnell, now, the Democrats want more. They want $600 million. They want other safeguards. They passed their legislation in the House, gosh, months ago, and the Senate won't take it up. So the Republicans say, sort of wiping their forehead and saying, whew, we did something.
Yeah.
Democrats are saying, we appreciate it, but it's a little more than the placebo.
Here's the other thing. I remember the campaign, 2012, I think it was, in the debate. And, you know, who's America's biggest geopolitical enemy? And, of course, Mitt Romney said Russia. And, of course, Barack Obama goes, Mitt, the 80s called, you know, basically that's not our biggest fact. What about China? Does anybody talk about China?
They talk about China in terms of trade.
But what about interfering with America? They have a lot to play here.
Yeah, well, no, the issue, I'm telling you, they talk a lot about China.
And, okay.
But again, it's all about economy, that they're going to somehow overtake us, that they're dictating so much of our economy right now. That's a huge concern. You don't see it because it doesn't have a sort of journalistic sex appeal, if you will. But, boy, it's there.
All right.
All right. Anything to keep an eye on early next week?
Yeah, it's probably Congress will be in. It's probably its last week until they take two more weeks off. But they got to fund the government. Money runs out September 30th. And House passed its version of funding yesterday. Senate will probably take it up next week. But and that's only going to get them until November 21st. So here
Great.
We go again.
And David, go ahead, Joe.
David, good news, only a week left to the Orioles season.
Maybe they can win 50 games.
But on the positive side, we do have the Washington Monument now open.
That's true.
So
you can't walk up, though.
David is David's done that. No, David's walked up to the
top. I used to walk up, yeah.
What?
I worked at the Navy, which was right across the street in those days. Not there anymore.
Right.
Navy. So twice a week at lunchtime, that was my exercise.
There
I'd
you
walk
go.
Up to the top of the monument.
Our exercise is listening to you talk about walking up the monument. So. David, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, David. All right. You can get all the stuff coming out of McClatchy's D.C. Bureau. Just go to McClatchyDC.com. It's 8:58.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.